chemical, biological, and radiological attack. At least 500 mobile federal vans are blasting high-powered systems with at least 10 times the power of a chest x-ray through your home. GEU is being used by the troops. Everything is about killing the servants of the New World Order. As they build their system, a pyramid that's a pile of skulls, so the world and the next million years can be theirs. This is a short segment. We're going to start taking some of your phone calls in the next segment with Alan Watt, 1-800-259-9231. And we've now completed 3 hours of the 27-hour transmissions. We've got another 23 hours out ahead of us, I don't know, do the math. I suddenly can't do math. 27 hours. Minus 3. We're talking about, I guess we got 24 hours left here in the transmission. 24 hours left here. And I'll tell you about some of the other guests coming up before Alan leaves us. The website is InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Thank you for being part of it. Thanks to all of you that are supporting us. We couldn't do any of this without you. Okay, Alan, you were getting into Dr. Salk, the head eugenicist. Well, he killed a lot of people. They released the virus. It's in CBS News that all over the world they go and inject people with the new polio, and then it's live polio. And then they say, oh, we got to vaccinate everybody now because there's been a polio outbreak we caused. I mean, they just brazenly are murdering us right out in the open.
Didn't that in Africa earlier this year? They gave them the spray mist, I think it was, and the sugar-coated ones, and the United Nations World Health Organization, of all people, because they generally hush it all up, they're the ones who advocated this, admitted now that this vaccine they gave the Africans had mutated into a super polio that they cannot stop. So this is an agenda. They don't make these kind of mistakes at the top or in the lab. Laboratories. We had the same thing happen, remember, too, with the with millions of women being sterilized chemically by being given free injections by the World Health Organization to for tetanus, supposedly, in India and Africa. And they admitted later on they had done it, and they justified that the people had to be sterilized. I mean, who else is going to do it? They won't do it themselves. And they actually admitted that 30 different separate laboratories across Europe somehow were all contaminated with this particular chemical, which went straight for the ovaries, caused massive inflation, and then literally killed them off, fibrosed them off till they were useless. So chemical, basically sterilization, is a favorite type.
Yeah, they added a hormone to the tetanus shot that bound with it and caused
carried it to the ovaries, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break and come back with calls, but I want to start getting into this now. All of the killing, the soft killing that's been going on, they admit is just beta testing, but that's why insiders like Dr. Eric Pianca says, with this weird, crazy cult look, and he gets all these awards all over the world for it, soon we're all going to die. The airborne Ebola is coming. It's going to be beautiful. I'm sad for my wife and children and I that will die, but I'm ready for the earth. Then I criticize him and his graduate students. We then search their names, sent us their graduate papers, saying all humans should be killed. Mm-hmm. And then you pull up their names. There they are in white lab coats at government facilities. You know, I mean, they are just there, and they're like a death cult. And they show videos on TV and at movie theaters of children being murdered by the government for the earth, and it's good. And they're just a death cult of murdering pure evil. And they're so brainwashed that their low-level priests like Pianca and others and Peter Singer are like, yes, the death is coming. It's beautiful. Total death. Total death. I mean, it's just a satanic cult straight out of hell.
Yes, and they do definitely recruit the fringe elements in society, the ones who have a big chip on their shoulders, and who love this type of thing. They join these groups. They're very radical. They're promoted. They're funded by the big foundations, again, to demand from government, pretending that they're demanding on behalf of the public, of course, that certain laws get enacted. And that's why your energy taxes are going to go sky high. That's part of it, too. There will be food rationing coming along in this New World Order. There's no doubt. They have lots of stuff.
Oh, they've announced that's part of it. They say you have a carbon ration for how much food you can have or how many children. That's BBC. Alan, let's finish up with that and then take calls. Stay with us.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
They helped to create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than $1 per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel a difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go into your phone calls and the whole military takeover now being unveiled to the public at the bottom of the hour. Alan Watts, our guest. I'll tell you about some of the other guests coming up here in a moment. But listen, when we get up here and say we have UN documents and CBC TV admitting that they killed a bunch of people with viruses and the polio, when we get up here and tell you the male sperm count in Europe, the United States, Canada's down by over 85%, this is all admitted. When we tell you aspartame makes you go blind and gives you cancer, you know, that's even Fox News, AP, Reuters, mainline studies. But they've got it where they've just conditioned everybody that, well, everybody just gets cancer and dies. Oh, everything's deadly. Everything's deadly. They engineer it into an entire system around us. Do you understand this has all just been a test? And they are clearly getting everybody with all these TV shows and movies and nonfiction shows about mega viruses are going to develop naturally in the wild and kill almost everybody. And the governments of the world are accelerating their big bunkers for themselves and their emergency seed vaults, and they're putting out all this GMO stuff. I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is life and death. That's why I'm not worried about being killed or set up or anything, because I love humanity. I love decency. I love my children. I know this is all real. I know it's their plan. I've proven it. You can go prove it for yourself. We told you everything that would happen with the pensions and the dollar and gold and the economy because they've done it in third world countries over and over again. They said in the 2002 IMF World Bank documents that got leaked they were going to do it here. You understand it's going to happen unless you go absolutely wild getting the word out and start caring and start getting angry. If I walked up to you and your wife eating at a cafe at 7 p.m. one night in Austin, Texas, and I took your lemonade and dumped it on your wife's head, even a little guy, you know, would have the honor and the anger to stand up and probably beat the tar out of me. But they are murdering your children soft kill, murdering your wife soft kill, murdering you soft kill, and you can't get angry. I'm talking about new listeners. And even myself, I've got to every day compose myself, focus, realize the cost, realize what we're facing. I mean, this is real. Do you understand that? And we're on an express elevator to Hades right now. And the churches are all government paid off, the big ones, and saying, submit, it's the end of the world. Go, you know, go along with all this, you're going to be raptured out. The Bible clearly says that after Christ returns, that the dead in Christ are raised, that the beast will wage war against the saints and overcome them, but that they wake everybody up, there's a huge revival. Now, even if you're not a Christian, the point is this idea of it's the end of the world, 2012. Notice they've engineered 2012 off some quackery with the Mayan calendar. When the Mayan calendar, I've gone down there and talked to top archaeologists, people who are Mayan, who are archaeologists, and they say, no, it just means the end of the age, 2012. A new hearth will be lit. Basically, sun god worship. And it's not even true. But notice the Pentagon says 2012 total collapse. The British Ministry of Defense says it. It's all public documents. Paul Watson has it in his article that is up on PrisonPlanet.com. We're getting it moved over to InfoWars.com as well. U.S. troops to deal with rioting Americans. It shows the military admitting it. It shows that, oh, there's a crisis, a collapse coming into 2012. So that's another for people that aren't Christian. They said, what do we do? A lot of Christians, you know, 150 years ago, the big banks openly with Schofield and others took over the churches and said, don't worry about fighting evil. Like our founders did in 1776, led by the Black Brigade, the pastors. It's the end of the world, and you're not supposed to fight evil. God will handle it all, and Captain Kirk will beam you up. Not in the Bible. Not in the Bible. Okay? After the devil's thrown into the pit, from the Christian perspective here, okay, the dead in Christ are raised, and then Christ comes back for a 1,000-year reign. And then the serpent is loosed again for a short time. Okay? It's all clear as day. It's all a lie. 2012 is all a lie. They said, what do we do? Half the world isn't Christian or more. What do we do? Well, we give them a New Age baloney 2012 and promote it so everybody feels like there's no hope. And I see all these dumb yuppies on YouTube going, so what? I hope we do have war. I hope the whole world's nuked. Humanity's not worth it. They're making it cute to not care, cute to be nihilistic. Alan Watt, can you speak to that? And then we're going to calls.
Yes, it is nihilistic, but remember, too, the big players who worked in the big world think tanks and went across the top Ivy League universities to talk to the future leaders of the world, like Aldous Huxley talked about this society coming up. You had Bertrand Russell doing the same thing, Lord Bertrand Russell, and Bertrand Russell also worked for MI5 at one point. You can't trust any of these guys. However, he did say, Russell said, we shall create a condition of apathy amongst the general public towards the end. And when you look at a place like Britain that's had maybe 30, 40 years of increasing apathy until you don't know what Britain even is anymore, you've had so much propaganda, psychological warfare, mass immigration, so much immigration that Tony Blair said, hopefully, this will be the end of Britain as we know it and as far as its culture goes. And the more immigrants we bring in, he said, from diverse countries, the less chance they could ever go back to a British culture.
And I've had members of the British Parliament on who admit most of the CPS workers and police now are foreigners because they enjoy coming in and pushing people around.
Yes, that is a fact. And they're given priority to do it and authority to do it. And they act the part very well because they come from countries that have never known anything about voting or democracy, and they're used to just working for the big boss and getting paid for it. And that's what they're doing now. Remember, too, also in the U.S., I think it was Kissinger said in a statement to California when he was in a lecture there back in the 70s, he said, under the right circumstances, the U.S. would be glad to see the blue helmets coming in from the U.N. And he was talking about what's coming up shortly in the future, food riots, that kind of stuff coming up. Because food has been taken over since World War II. It's been encroachment by governments and government authorities working with the United Nations Agricultural Department.
No, the Agriculture Department in the U.S., and the same as you know, I've read the quotes here. We've had the farm, you know, rights groups on. They come and tell the farmers, get big or get out. Work for Mega Agri. That's a quote. Get big or get out. And now they've got the food safety bills where you can't even grow tomatoes or avocado or grapes, anything, oranges, apples, pears. You can grow nothing and sell it.
Yes, and also now you've got SWAT teams, literally SWAT teams attacking dairies, for goodness sake, because they're giving out wholesome milk that hasn't been neutered, because it hasn't been pasteurized and everything destroyed in it. And they're even just confiscating cheeses, natural cheeses and all the rest of it. SWAT teams with guns drawn going in to farmers. That's utter tyranny, and if people can't see that right now and stop that right now.
By the way, we have the surveillance video from the little farmer's market store. They happen to have a camera, and it shows the cops come in, and the people are peaceful, just, you know, hippies standing there, and they pull guns and say, get on the ground, get on the ground, you're selling oranges. And then they go to Amish people's houses now, and they're saying no dust is allowed to be released when you till the earth, and they're taking their farms, and they're SWAT teaming people selling, you know, selling a rutabaga on the side of the road and pumpkins. And I mean, it's pure evil. I've got big news, Alan, very exciting news, and we're going to calls. Now, I didn't understand this. Matt Ryan explained it to me just now. Google doesn't allow the top trend search for URL. So when I said Infowars.com to be the search term, great job, folks, but it didn't work. The other two torpedoes we fired worked. Number one search trend on Google worldwide. You have done it. InfoWars Money Bomb. And when you click that, it shows a whole list of our articles about it. And number three is Alex Jones. We need to make it number two. So keep Googling Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. That'll lead them back here as well. And let's fire one more torpedo that we'll do now throughout the day and throughout tonight. The key to put out right now is rioting Americans. That will lead them to Paul Watson's article about the military preparing to go after the American people. Rioting Americans. Search that term. Rioting Americans. Rioting, R-I-O-T-I-N-G. I know you can do it. We will blitz them. We will defeat them. We will show them the power of humanity and the spirit of resistance. Rioting. R-I-O-T-I-N-G, Americans. Just two words, put it in Google over and over again, and keep putting Alex Jones in there, and that'll lead them back to the Infowars.com money bomb. This is absolutely imperative that this happen, ladies and gentlemen, and continue to put in Infowars money bomb as a search as well. Might as well, if you want, a prison planet. You put in prison planet without the .com. Don't put the com on it. Prison planet. Search prison planet. Search Alex Jones. Search Infowars money bomb. Search rioting Americans. Fire torpedoes. Fire, fire, fire. Alan Watt, you know, the globalists in their own writings, you talk about, let's talk about how they are scientific wild men. They want to keep their ancient humanity. They want to keep their aggression. They want to keep their fertility. I see articles about David Rockefeller. I saw it mainstream news without looking last week. I'd already seen it before, but how he has little farms all over the U.S. for all his food. It's flown everywhere he goes. Prince Philip does this. I've seen him in a documentary. They understand what's going on, and they have the antidotes as well to all the weapons they've launched on us. And so it's just incredible.
It's incredible when you realize, even going back to the farming, remember, too, that the head of the CEO of the United Nations Agricultural Department stated years ago that farming was too important to be left to farmers. They wanted to eradicate all small farmers, and only the big agribusiness would be allowed to farm at all. Now, we're watching ourselves being corralled with our water, our food being taken away from us, our rights to even grow our own food taken away from us. That should be enough to get anybody up in arms, because when that happens, that's a standard war technique. Food and water is your basic survival. Without that, you've had it. And we sit back calmly thinking the grocery stores will always be full of all the processed rubbish that they buy. But people forget, too, there was the small farmers that got them through the last depression. There were so many small farms around who had stuff to sell to the public when they couldn't get food. This time, when they really crunch us the next time, there's going to be no small farms left to go to. You'll be left, and government wants that. They want you with a ration card, and Big Brother will dish out your dole out your food for the week.
All right, stay there. Alan Watt is our guest. InfoWars Money Bomb is now the top Google trend for all you that want to write articles about it and have your sites out there. This has been a big success. We'll be right back with Alan Watt. I promise we're going directly to your phone calls. We want to make Alex Jones number one later. Google Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Yeah, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. On my front porch, I can see the sea.
If you leave me, I won't miss you. And I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me. Cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
I tell you, it's hard to turn old George Strait off.
From my front porch, you can see the sea. I got some Oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
Okay, I love him. I love Willie Nelson. Let's go back to Alan and calls, because I'm out of control here today. Alan, I want to get into the media hyping fake UFO landings and Project Bluebeam before you leave us. Also, the military takeover drills that are now unveiling, in fact, showing they're getting closer to occupation of the U.S. Now it's not for Al-Qaeda, it's for angry Americans, because they knew when they swindled us with this bank takeover, people get angry. Tony in Illinois, you're on the air with Alan Watt, the one, the only. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I got a comment for you and a question for Alan. My comment for you is, Alex, I'm a part of We Are Change Chicago, and that guy Lee is no longer associated with us. He doesn't represent us all.
I don't even particularly know what you're talking about, but listen, I really appreciate We Are Change and helped put it on the map in the beginning with of course, Luke Radowski, and I think it's one of the best organizations out there, and it's wonderful. That's just COINTELPRO stuff you're talking about. But what's your question or comment for our guest?
I'm trying to find out more about Newt Gingrich and in the brain chipping and at the Loyola University. Is there any links out there to that? Is there any videos on YouTube? I want to expose this guy. Yeah, the first year he held the meeting, he opened the meeting with his initial address.
He's written books about it. Gingrich has written, you can just search Newt Gingrich microchipping, and you'll get the minutes of it and the quotes from his book. Sorry, I just want to give folks a source.
Yeah. And there was also the first meeting at Loyola University came out with 600 pages for the university, and I managed to get downloaded before they took it off. But there is still a link with partial transcripts still up there, and I have it in my archives at cuttingsforthematrix.com. If you go in there and look for it, you'll find it there, but it's about 400 pages left in it. But the original one was 600 pages. They had the top scientists and bio special fields and so on into their meeting. The one from Tokyo, Japan, said that they developed a brain chip which would interface with the protein of the brain. It would be indistinguishable, so it would not be rejected, and it was all ready to go. He said, think of this world coming up as a hive society, the hive. And he said, there'll be no more individuality. It'll be impossible for the individual who's chipped to even think of themselves as a distinct individual, because everyone will be connected with centralized regional computers. Yeah. And he said, you'll hear whispers going through your head of the communications from the central computers to the individuals around you and to you and going back again. And when I heard that, I thought, he's talking about the Borg from Star Trek. This is exactly what they're talking about. All they have,
and we know Star Trek is predictive programming. Explain what that is to people.
It is, absolutely. And the thing is, too, this hive mentality they want is for the general population, but not for themselves at the top, because Charles Galton Darwin, a big player in the 50s through his lifetime, the top world meetings with the United Nations, all the big players and foundations, he said, we who are the world leaders, we who are the elite, mustn't chip ourselves, he says, or alter ourselves chemically or through hormones. He says that's for the public to make them more peaceable and accommodating. He said, we must retain our wild qualities, our ability for self-preservation. The public won't need that because the state will be making all their decisions for them.
Yep, it's all on record. Tony, good to hear from you. God bless. Keep it up with We Are Change Chicago and everybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Connecticut real fast. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, guys. I had a question, one about funds. You offered that, you know, someone who throws down $10,000 can get, like, all the books and videos and everything. You know, that's good and great, but I might recommend putting it out there to say, hey, if you're going to put down $10,000 for this, what do you want to get out of it, and maybe have some more collaborative exchange?
I'm going to explain this when we come back, but just briefly. I deal with overflowing toilets at the office. Okay, I deal with three children. I deal with my whole life. I don't barely have time. I take a shower fast. I brush my teeth fast. I put deodorant on fast. I help make breakfast with my wife and my children fast. Okay, I was just like PBS does, so you get all of these books when you donate for this for the pledge. I could never take money for people telling me collaboratively what they wanted me to do. Okay, we're doing this money bomb because we're going into a depression. We need to just continue what we're doing and expand. People are really responding great. We commend them, okay? But I certainly can't take money in exchange for doing what people want.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I want to thank all the listeners and supporters out there spreading the word about InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com 2010. It's really becoming a huge success. The donations are accelerating. We're about $30,000 shy by the end of this hour of being at $200,000. I'd really like to see $30,000 come in the next 25, 30 minutes so we can hit $200,000 and then get the other $300,000 in by the time the 27-hour broadcast ends tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central. So please go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com if you believe in this type of broadcasting and resistance to the globalists and how we break down every facet of their operations. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can link through at InfoWars.com. You can call and donate. We got great patriots here in the InfoWars office answering the phones. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also support us by buying books and videos and great new films like What in the World Are They Spraying About Chemtrails, Obama Deception, Invisible Empire, the great Jason Burmes film. It's all there at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. You can also write to us. We'll add those numbers next week to the final total. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. If you prefer to give that way, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Now, I got to hurry because Alan's got to go soon. I want to get into the fake UFO landing thing, the military drill situation. And we're going to play a Lord Monckton interview, give myself a little 45-minute break next hour, but it's powerful, never-before-seen video and audio that's streaming for free at InfoWars.com. There's a box there right now for the show. Then I'll be back with a bunch of other guests, David Icke, you name it, Gerald Celente coming up, Max Kaiser, live Paul Craig Roberts. I mean, the list goes on and on. We got Joel Skousen coming on. InfoWars.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and you have made InfoWars Money Bomb the number one search term on Google. And Alex Jones is number three, so let's get Alex Jones, because as soon as the other one drops out of the top in the next few hours, let's keep doing Alex Jones, searching that to get it to the top. That leads them right to the Money Bomb. You click on it, it just shows you all these articles about the Money Bomb when you click on Alex Jones. So I commend you all. This is a key information warfare operation, and you have come out with flying colors. Now, we're going to be taking a lot of calls tonight. There'll be hours where you just sit here and take your calls, and I can answer all your questions or whatever. But we're talking about the New World Order, the Money Bomb. Alan Watt is here with us. So let's go to Peter in Canada. Peter, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Alex, next weekend I'll be in San Francisco, and on Saturday I'll be listening to David Icke, and I'm dropping down Sunday to listen to you in Santa Cruz. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, we didn't even know that David Icke was doing California the day before I was, and it's just a funny coincidence.
Yeah, it's a great back-to-back. Alan, my question for you is, I live in British Columbia here, and our premier is Gordon Campbell. And as you know, he was at the Bilderberg meeting earlier this year. What do you think they have planned for him, and what do you think his agenda is while he's still here in office?
Well, it's prime ministership, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, he's definitely part of it. These guys that you think you elect are picked by, we have our own Canadian Council on Foreign Relations here, and every prime minister or minister of the government or the provinces is picked away in advance, years before you even hear their names. They're groomed for their positions. They're even told when they'll be put into power. And this is the con of democracy. But there's no doubt about it. The British Columbia, I've got books going back to the 1930s by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, where they had their meetings in Australia. And they said, they were talking about the populations of Canada and the maximum population that they could sustain, etc. At that time, they said about 30-odd million, but they would have to add more for immigration from China to the west coast of Canada. And they'd have, because that would become, or British Columbia would become basically the porting city for all the goods and the trade that would come from China. And lots of Chinese would have to move in and be the managerial class to take on that responsibility with their language and so on. So I've lived long enough to see that happen. And these guys were talking about in the 30s when China was still a third world country. They didn't have factories, had nothing. We built the factories through the GATT Treaty from the World Trade Organization. We funded them up into their strength. Canada trained most of their engineers from the 70s onwards when they didn't even have factories to go back to work in. So these guys work whole centuries worked out in advance.
Well, it's a subset of lords under the British feudal system where they even get families that continually in power, like the Bushes and others, as a subset. So it's really hereditary power.
It's hereditary power, and they also get a lot to. I've got to admit, too, there's a lot of sexual deviancy amongst the power elite, and they've all come out with their little scandals here and there, and, of course, they close ranks together at the top and cover each other up. But these guys are sworn to their cause. They do believe they'll get a kick upstairs into the better quality food, all that kind of stuff. They already get that when they get into that. The whole family gets passes for the better quality foods that are untampered with non-GMO, all that stuff. And that's why.
Well, look at Germany with the flu shot last year. It turned out the ruling class and the politicians all got a special, quote, clean one.
Yeah. Well, not only that, the government refused to take it. They said, this is untested. If he gets sick, who's going to run the country? So they're not so stupid after all. They know what they're doing. The flu, of course, injection is just, it's just more bioengineering on us. That's
Peter,
that
Peter, that is an amazing question. Anything else?
No, I just look forward to next weekend listening to you.
All right, thank you. I look forward to shaking your hand. Let's talk to Chris in Texas. I want to move quick now. Chris, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Chris.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to your show for quite some time, and this is the first time for me to call in, and I just wanted to tell, you all were talking about property and how that is so important in their in the fight against this global system. You know, slaves are not supposed to have property, and they're not supposed to have guns. And
it's feudalism to pay a yearly tax on your land. We don't really own our property now. They got rid of that with property taxes. And there's now a federal property tax in the health care bill, 5% on all property, all real estate.
Yes, and the Republicans, you know, a lot of people are going to vote Republican, but the Republicans now in Texas are calling for a statewide property tax. And, you know, they want to take it out of the local control. Right now, the county judges in each county determines the property rate. And I didn't know that. And when I found that out, I'm running for
yeah,
county.
Yeah, it's got to be centralized in the state so it can be passed on to the federal and then the international government. Chris, great points. Alan Watt.
Yes, of course, you're quite right when you hit the nail on the head, actually, when you said that without property, you're a slave. Without rights to food, you're a slave. When you're dependent on everything, you need food, shelter, clothing, water for survival. If you don't have rights to that, you are a slave. So that's the bottom line. They're bringing you into a new form of slavery. And this is the authoritarian system which the Club of Rome demanded they get brought in.
It's very elementary. If slaves are independent, they're going to run off and be self-sufficient. But if they've got to have you, they'll actually compete to be patted on the head by the slave master.
Yes. And if you own property, you see, if you own property technically without taxes, and you should have paid no taxes on them, you can survive a depression. You can survive anything. You can at least live and keep yourself.
Yeah, they need that tax, so if you don't have their money, they can take your property.
That's right. And so we've been trained and trained and trained that private property is bad. It's a dodgy risk to take on, et cetera. Just rent, rent, rent. And eventually you'll go into the world that they're bringing in is what they call a socialist system. And everyone must be dependent upon the government to make them behave and go along with all the rules contained within the socialist system. Remember, it's an authoritarian system. People with private property tend to get rather indignant and stand up for their rights, especially when it comes to keeping their property, and they have fought them down through the ages. One of the biggest problems the ancient Rome had, same thing again, the senators were passing laws, taxing the peasants, who eventually helped overthrow Rome along with invaders. They actually joined sides with invaders to get rid of all these senators that had robbed their land from them, stole their land and their houses.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. Let's talk. I got to move quick now because I got two other issues I got to hit with Alan. We appreciate him joining us. Julio in Illinois, good to hear from you. Welcome. Okay, he's not there. We'll let him go. Let's talk to Steve in California. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. Steve here in California. Listen, I go back into Patriot Network quite a while back, and I'm wondering if you saw in the L.A. Times that they were using foreign troops. Also came out in the BBC. They had a mock-up town doing car searches and searching for guns. Mm-hmm. And they interviewed, it came out on the BBC, what are you practicing for, to the Chinese general, and he said the invasion of America.
That was years ago. That was in the 90s, and it'll pop in my head. They had the Cooperative Nugget 1, 2, and 3. And they had the general on video. In fact, Google general says that troops are part of the New World Order, and it'll come up. Cooperative Nugget, general says troops are part of the New World Order. And he goes, it's one of my police state films. He goes, you are part of our wonderful New World Order battle force. And it's all these foreigners going, ugh! And they train with role players that are Americans to take them down. Alan Watt.
Yes, and they've been bringing all kinds of troops into Canadian bases for the last 20 years and training them. The ex-Soviet troops train in different bases in Canada. It's mainly officers who train, and what they're taught is civil laws of the country and the area, and so that when they bring in the main troops, they already know how to follow the localized civil laws, etc.
And first they're getting us trained to have regular troops, and then as part of NLE 09, it's foreign troops, and now it's Israeli spying in Pennsylvania and everywhere else. They're just, the cops are like, here's the Israelis, here's the Chinese, here's the Czech Republic, here's the Brits, and the cops literally, in fact, they send our SWAT teams over to Iraq to learn how to do it. That was in the Fort Hood newspaper, the Fort Hood Sentinel. Brave rifles trained with APD, and literally the cops just salute to Chinese, you name it. I'm ready to crush the American people. Huh. I mean, that's basically what this is.
It is. And also remember, too, you see, that when they signed the treaty at San Francisco in 1946 for the United Nations, every president and prime minister signed away then the sovereign rights of the country to decide its own fate and destiny back then. And any country which tries to pull out of this coming global order they've been working towards, and we're working through, we're all part of it really, right now, will be called a rogue state. And then all the other United Nations countries will bring the troops in to get them back under control. That's what this is all about.
And they've got all the predictive programming movies and TV where the UN lands to restore order because states are breaking away during an economic collapse.
Yeah. And, you know, that's part of it, too, because they know they can bring it on so badly with lack of cash, banks failure, devaluation of the dollar, the lack of food, whatever, bring it all on at the same time. And there will be chaos, obviously, even amongst this society, where those who have the least stored up, the least whatever, will start rising to steal from other people. And
okay.
That will be the excuse they'll bring in to bring in these troops. Yeah.
And now they're on the news going, we really have trained the troops to take over your local towns, but it can also be for Afghanistan and the Army Times. You know, but you'll see the line. In one newspaper, they're like, oh, it's for overseas. And you actually read the Army Times, and they're going, no, and it's for America, too. We're here learning how to take the city over. And going back 8 years ago, here is a clip from 60 Minutes where they have signs that say, give peace a chance, follow the Constitution. And I've been to these drills where they're training to take on Americans. This is what's really happening. This is what's going on. Let's play a brief clip of the Pain Ray being used on. And by the way, I didn't see that Pain Ray article in Paul Joseph Watson's story. Let's make sure he posts that CBS story about that. And while they're finding that clip, I just want to put on screen and let people know something interesting happened. I've never had people search the term Alex Jones before. I've never searched my name in Google Trends. I've been told it's been in the top 10 before just on its own. But when we started plugging the name Alex Jones at 11:50, and you can go back several days and you see that there's already giant traffic before we plugged it, searching the name Alex Jones, giant traffic, searching the name Alex Jones on the graph. Do we have that 60 minutes now? Or are we almost there? We had to queue it back up. Okay. But, Alan, I remember the head of the Air Force came out and said, we need to use Pain Ray on Americans first.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they will use that on Americans first. They've had this stuff actually since the 1950s, even small portable units that they can put in their pocket and use on you. But the big ones, of course, they've shown, even the military demo vehicles are showing up on Google testing this stuff out on civilians. And believe you me, it can work. But the other big thing to remember is, too, if you remember Tiananmen Square, and the reporters said that they brought, again, troops from the north of China that were Mongolian, who really are almost apart from the Chinese. So they always bring in foreigners who have nothing in common with the ones that are going
to Tibet. Yeah, they use southern Chinese to go into Tibet. So there's no racial connection there in the borderlands. We do have
the reporters also said that these troops were hyped up, really hyped up on some kind of drugs. Now, the troops today in the United Nations Army, all troops are into about 7 to 9 drugs, each prescribed drugs by the military, and these guys are going to bring in literally are like zombies. They're like trained zombies.
And then they're addicted and get mental problems, and they get to take their right to guns after they're out, hence the Blackwater filings in federal court, where they're piles of cocaine, steroids, running around naked, shooting up families for enjoyment. They are creating the army of hell. Totally wicked, berserking, the equivalent of orcs or something from Lord of the Rings, the Uruk-hai or something, half man, half orc. Let's go ahead and play that clip from 60 Minutes. Here it is.
Which is being tested at Moody Air Force Base in South Georgia.
Go!
Targets here are people. Military volunteers creating a scenario soldiers might encounter in Iraq. Angry protesters advancing on American troops who have to choose between backing down or opening fire. Off in the distance, a half mile away, the operator of the ray gun has the crowd in his sights. Unlike the soldiers on the ground, he has no qualms about firing away because his weapon won't injure anyone. He squeezes off a blast.
Get out of here!
The first shot hits like an invisible punch.
Get out of here! We're not leaving!
The protesters regroup, and he fires again. And again. Finally, they've had enough. The ray gun drives them away with no harm done. Officially called the active denial system,
okay,
it does penetrate.
Now they have these out at Tea Party, sound cannons. It's the same announcements. And they had provocateurs cause problems. They have a pretext to attack you. This is their control grid. Now I want to play a new clip. And we have, again, this report. But notice they say it's for Afghanistan. No, it's not. They and Watson has all the Army's own admissions. This is for the United States. It has the dual use of Afghanistan. But I heard troops calling on the radio this morning on 590 AM saying, yes, it's good. This is all good. The economy's collapsing. We're going to take over. So they're now even telling the troops all of this. They're now even admitting all of this to the troops themselves. Well, we're queuing that up. Alan, your comments on it.
Yes, and remember, too, these pain rays that I turn on microwave technology have different settings on them, and they have two major settings. One is the minor settings up to a certain point. Once the key in the top settings, and I've used this in Iraq, it's up on Google, they literally fry the people. They've done it in people in a bus in Iraq. It's well documented by video. You'll see these shrunken bodies. It literally shrinks the body and completely takes all the moisture out, and you're left with these 4.5 feet long ex-human beings. This is the kind of stuff they're going to use back home in America. Yeah.
And the next video clip is linked up in the article by Paul Watson, Government Trains Troops to Run American Cities. And we had that at the start. I'm not sure we're going to be able to have it before this hour ends. But it's all up in the article, Government Trains Troops to Run American Cities. And Paul Watson has a second article on that, U.S. Troops to Deal with Rioting Americans. But the good news is that we play this Christopher Monckton bombshell interview coming up. I'll be able to come back. It's ready now. Here is the clip. I'm going to get Alan Watts' take on it. Here it is.
They're starting the day's activities off with a five-mile run. This is a government 101 day, the city of Watertown in the 3rd BCT, and we felt this was a good way to kick the day off. We'll be spending the morning talking about local governance and spending the afternoon doing some tours of city facilities to include water, wastewater, hydroelectric.
This morning's run was really a part of our program, the Peace of the Rock program. We've partnered with several communities, Watertown being one of them. Our 287 Infantry Battalion partners with Watertown. But it's also part of a program we're calling Government 101, where we actually learn from the city officials here in Watertown on how to provide services.
The 3rd Brigade Combat Team will use the information that they obtained today from the city and apply that over in Afghanistan to help build more of a community structure.
Really, it's learning from experts. They are the experts in civic government, providing services to the population, and we are seeking to learn from them, take some of their best practices, and we'll apply those in Afghanistan where we can in the area that we'll be stationed.
These ladies and gentlemen are headed into a situation where, in essence, they will become
okay.
A local government.
Then in our article, we have all the mainstream links of them running checkpoints, DUI checkpoints, searching people, running checkpoints all over the country. But this is the first wave of, oh, the troops are here. Oh, they're jogging with the locals, forming a relationship. And the troops are first told a mission that it's for Afghanistan. Next, they're then told, no, this is for domestic operations. This is a group of newbies who are now being inducted into this. So, oh, well, we helped out to learn how the city runs. Now we're here to take your city over. Alan Watt.
Yeah, this is going on absolutely, too. And in Britain, they're using other techniques, too, including communitarianism, where they're now supposedly giving power back to the local communities. But they've already set up the Sovietized structure through common purpose. Organizations, which is attached to the Council on Foreign Relations or Royal Institute of International Affairs. It's a branch of the nationality. And so they've already set up the leaders to run your local Soviet. Soviet meant ruled by councils, and this is the ideal system that the Rockefellers suggested that they bring in many, many years ago. That's what you're seeing happening, too. So it's the new communitarian type of system where experts run everything. That was the whole idea of what the Soviet was supposed to be about, expert rule. And civilians do as they're told. Now, the only expert, as far as I'm concerned, about in civilian life are the civilians themselves. You know what you need. You don't need experts to tell you that you can even have it. You have the right to have water and food and all the rest of it.
Alan Watt, we're almost out of time. We're going to air this Moncton never-before-seen interview. Then I'll be back with David Icke after the interview, folks. Please tell everybody about the InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com site to donate and the free video stream that's posted at InfoWars and Prison Planet right now. And please send that link out to everybody you know so you can watch and listen to the show, not just tune in via the free audio stream, because the official radio show ends in about 4 minutes. I'll have to have you back soon, Alan, because I know you're an expert on this, but we know it's declassified. The governments of the world have planned Project Bluebeam, fake alien landings to unify the planet. They are really hyping it now. They had another fake hoax again yesterday in the news, saying aliens were going to land yesterday. The Pentagon's promoting all this garbage. What's your view on that?
It's a same old story. They always said they would try something like this. They had a test run initially back in the days of, I think it was Orson Welles, who did the War of the Worlds on radio. And they used Princeton University psychology departments with the Pentagon funding as well and Rockefeller funding to fool Americans, thinking this was a real invasion to see how the public would react. So this is an old idea. They would scare the public enough about invasions would all come together under a common purpose to fight off an alien invasion, that kind of stuff. And, of course, it's a great distraction as well. We know, too, that the UFO cover has been a fantastic cover, alien cover, rather than look at what they're building here. They've been building amazing equipment and flying machines here for over 50, 60 years, and it's covered up their tactics. I call it the flying saucers, what the real jet set are traveling about in these days. That's what it is.
Well, we know. I mean, we know they've suppressed a lot of technology, and that's been proven. Alan, we've got a special Never Before Seen video interviews we did with you that are very professionally done with bombshell developments, and you'll be uninterrupted tonight as part of the video and audio streaming. We're going to be airing those, so you'll be back with us via video, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the near future. And, of course, the website is cuttingthroughthematrix.com. People should certainly support you and your great research. God bless you, Alan.
It's been a pleasure, Alex.
Always been a pleasure having you on. Again, we've got Max Keiser coming up, Gerald Celente, David Icke's the next interview live from New York, where he's going to be speaking this weekend. He is up next. Just got in from England, coming up after Lord Moncton. So he'll be on with us around 4 o'clock. David Icke after the Lord Moncton interview, give me a chance to work on some stuff behind the scenes here. And the crew's doing a great job. We couldn't do it without him. The last numbers we got about 30 minutes ago is we've raised $150,838. I mean, that's wonderful, but I really want to go tally things in the next 20, 30 minutes. I hope we can hit $200,000 to be on schedule for $500,000 total by tomorrow afternoon. 27-hour live transmission, okay? So we do need your support buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts, but that's not enough. If we're going to fight the globalist head on, our audience has tripled, but revenue has gone down. Audience has tripled, revenue gone down because the economy is going into a depression. And those of you that do have the extra capital now, help us with it before it's devalued. Get some gold, too, before it's devalued. But Midas Resources supports us, and they got great prices, 800-686-2237 or MidasResources.com. But we specifically need this war chest for this fight, and I think we're one of the best places to give. I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart that have been supporting us. InfoWars.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Continue Google searching Alex Jones. It's number 3 search term. InfoWars Money Bomb is number 1. Great job there. That'll lead more people to the Money Bomb. But the most important thing is spread the word about this 27-hour broadcast that we are now 4 hours into. We're going to come back with Lord Christopher Moncton. Stay with us. Then David Icke, Max Keiser, Gerald Celente, Paul Craig Roberts, and so many others. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.